Good morning and welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat and joining us on the phone is Yasmin Adams. Good morning, Yasmin. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Cindy. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. So good to hear from you and always interested in what topics you might have for us to help people with their mental health.
Yeah, let's just jump right in today. We're going to talk about some mental health misconceptions. The first one I want to talk about is mental illness is a sign of weakness. I feel like this is a pretty common one that I've heard myself. Do you feel the same, Cindy?
I think there has been a stigma traditionally about mental health issues being a weakness, and I think sometimes it has kept people from getting help because of fear of that stigma. I kind of feel like over the past past decade that's gotten a little better. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'm just, you know, that's just sort of an anecdotal observation of mine. But I would love to know more and your thoughts and your research and education on this topic.
Yeah, so I would agree with what you said about like changes over the last decade. And I feel like the first thing that I kind of went to when researching about this misconception is the definition of mental illness. And by definition, a mental illness is a health condition involving changes in emotion, thinking, or behavior. And this kind of gets me thinking, like, just like any other physical or health condition, it's never a reflection of your own shortcomings or your own weakness, we would say, with this one.
I think that's a healthy way to think about it, that your mental health is just a part of a person's overall health.
Exactly, yeah. And on the other side of this, there's also kind of the misconception that resources such as therapy or medication are also signs of that weakness, which brings me back to a person with diabetes. Like, that is a health condition that needs support through medication and regular doctor visits, and we wouldn't tell that person that they are weak because of this condition. And we shouldn't do the same with people experiencing things such as depression or PTSD or anything trauma-related.
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes it might be a chemical imbalance in a person that's causing the mental health issue that they have, similar to an imbalance in your health that might affect your sugar level or your blood pressure or whatever physical health issue a person might be having.
Yes, I'm really glad that you use that word imbalance, because I think that's sometimes a really big hump to get over, knowing like it's not just me, I'm not wrong, there's nothing wrong with me, it's simply just an imbalance that I can have control over and that I can get help with.
And I think the more people think that way, the more people are encouraged to seek help, and then the healthier they are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Bless my heart, bless my soul. to hold on. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
Kind of moving into this next misconception, and that one is that mental health problems only affect certain types of people. In reality, we know that mental health conditions affect anyone regardless of their age, their race, gender, or even background. And I think that this misconception is pretty harmful because I feel like it leads to mental health being overlooked in certain groups of people. And when I kind of think about this, it makes me think about men, especially adult men, and that group being overlooked when it comes to mental health.
Do you think that's partly our societal perception that men are supposed to be strong and leaders and the breadwinner, the caretaker, and so they're not allowed to have any weaknesses?
100%. That's where I kind of think, but I can't speak from experience, obviously.
Right.
So I kind of think about this in two parts. And the other part that I can relate a little bit more to is that because mental health has become a lot more socially acceptable to talk about publicly, I think that has a lot to do with the younger generation being a lot more open, which is why I kind of specified, especially middle-aged adult men might feeling a little more of that stigma versus a younger man who has a friend group is a little bit more open and receptive, I would say maybe.
I think you're right. I think there is a generational change. I think younger folks coming up have a healthier attitude about taking care of each other. And I think folks your age and younger are just a little more broad-minded and maybe just more educated on the topic.
Yes, which is why I'm also really passionate about sharing as a young person with anyone and everyone who is willing and wants to listen. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really important, which is why we're doing this in part, is to spread this information and hopefully help some folks.
Yeah, and I think just closing with this specific point, it's really good to be mindful that everyone can experience mental health issues. And even going away from talking about gender and age, this also includes people with healthy upbringings, people that have a career and a family, people that are always smiling and laughing and might seem like they have things put together. And just kind of using this as a reminder to make sure you're checking on everyone in your life, even the people that seem like they don't need to be checked on or like seem like they are strong and like they need to be checked on too.
That's a really good point. I know we're all good at putting on a mask and seeming completely confident and everything's fine. And maybe underneath that mask, things aren't quite the same. So it's good to have friends and family checking in with each other.
Yes, I agree 100%. The last misconception I wanted to talk about is that therapy is only for people with serious mental illness. Kind of like we said earlier, I feel like this is another misconception that has kind of gotten better over the last decade. And I kind of wanted to start this one out with some definitions as well. And I have three different definitions that I found for therapy that I wanted to share. The first one is therapy is a form of treatment aimed at relieving emotional distress and mental health problems. The second one is therapy is the act of caring for someone or the method of caring. And the last one I found on a website meant for children. And this definition is therapy is a way to help with mental health problems or get extra support if you are going through a tough time. I thought it was interesting that I was able to find three different definitions, but I also think this kind of backs the idea that therapy is, you know, very widely researched and has a lot of different benefits for different conditions and things of that nature. And I think that therapy provides a lot of things that people simply don't know about because of that lack of experience or that lack of research, which is never an issue. And I think that that misconception that it's only for people with serious mental health illnesses is because of that. So I wanted to share some of the benefits of therapy to kind of see or kind of share how it would help with more than just serious mental illness.
Okay, that would be great. What do you have for us?
Yeah, some things that I found are that therapy provides tools and strategies. It can help build better relationships, healthy coping mechanisms, which is something that we've talked about a lot with this show, navigating life transitions, managing stress, enhancing self-awareness, and just trying to build a more fulfilling life. Some big ones that I wanted to touch on are building better relationships, navigating life transitions, and managing stress, because I think those are three things that anyone and everyone deals with, no matter if you are struggling with your mental illness or not. Just makes me think that, like, you don't have to go to therapy every week. You don't have to have this laundry list of issues you want to solve. You can simply go once a month, you know, talk about your relationship with your family or the one you're currently building and how you can do better with that. Or maybe you're going off to college and you're having a hard time navigating that change in your life. And stress, you know, everyone deals with stress.
Yeah. Everyone, sometimes adults dealing with our stressful lives, we will often forget that even young children are dealing with stress. So it's important to check in. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and what doesn't seem stressful for an adult sometimes seems 10 times more stressful for someone who's maybe 14 or 13.
Sure.
Like, even being at a younger age, things seem bigger than they actually are.
Yeah, for sure. It's the perspective of where a person is in their life and the experiences that they've had. And that's all we have to draw on is our experience. And if you've only been alive for 14 years, your experiences are less than someone who's, say, 35 or 40. And it all adds into how you perceive a stressful situation or navigating a life change.
100%, which is why I think it's important to think of therapy as more of a tool for growth instead of just something that people with mental illness need, thinking of it as more of a tool.
I think that's a great way to think about it. It's a tool rather than a fix. I guess I think of if you're going to fix something, that means something's broken. And maybe maybe it's just better to think about, well, this is a tool to help me fine tune what's happening in my life.
I really like that. Yeah. Closing out, the reason I wanted to talk about this was mostly to bring understanding, because I think having that understanding helps people kind of dismantle those misconceptions in their head and see things a different way. I hope what we shared today and talked about today can kind of help you see things differently if you had trouble doing that beforehand. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for another interesting, informative, and compassionate conversation about mental health.
Happy to be on another week, and I hope everyone has a positive week.
Hope you have a great week, too, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Run away, find you a lover. Go somewhere all bright and new. And I have seen no one who compares me. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you home.
you can hear.